This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Here and ready to roll for another hour, my friends.
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. Kevin Flynn is here. A lot of reaction to our question of the day today related to free tuition coming to Minnesota colleges for families that make under $80,000 a year. They'd be able to send their child to a Minnesota public school for free. North Dakota higher education leaders are saying this is going to decimate the population, the enrollment of North Dakota colleges. What do you do about it? We're talking about that today on the program. Also, we're going to tell you about a song. This is our feel-good story of the day by an artist you've never heard of. Hardly anybody had heard of this guy. And he cranks out a song, puts it on YouTube, and now there's tens of millions of views for it. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think you just went past 10 million views in 4 days, I think.
That's just his place, right? It's shared all over the place.
Yeah, it's everybody's doing short videos, they call them short-form videos, reels or TikToks or whatever. But, you know me, as soon as I found the guy, I was like, I dove into his YouTube. He's got a song called I've Gotta Get Sober, which is really good too. But, he's just a regular dude. He looks like he got off of an Amish, buggy or something. He's got he's got red hair. He's got a beard. And it's just him and his guitar, his dobro, and a microphone singing about the way of the world right now. It's brilliant. A brilliant song.
So we'll play that for you coming up before the program, and also bring you inside his first appearance at his local place where tons of people showed up. So the guy's a hero now. People are coming from all over. It's pretty cool. Also in my stack of stuff, a Native American group. Called the Guardians. The Native American Guardian Association is calling on the Washington Commanders to rename the team the Redskins, saying you can't erase history. I'll tell you a little bit about that, too, before we're done. Let's get to the calls, questions, comments.
Call the Cleveland Guardians spell you're at it, too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get to your calls here in a second after I tell you about my friends at Pucklage. If you have truck envy, say, Scott, you have that red truck you have. It's so great. I found a pre-owned 2011 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LT for $18,000 and only 77,000 miles on it. They get these one-owner trades well taken care of. That's a prime example. Kidding me? Chevy Silverado for $18,000? You want a newer one? There's a 2023 right here. Only 13,000 miles on this one. Sterling Gray Metallic. It's a 2023 1500 LT for $46,500. Like new pickup. PucklageValleyCity.com. Stop and see him on Main Avenue. Tell him Scott sent you. Let's get back to the phone. Sam in Dickinson, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, fellas. Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for asking.
You bet. Hey, I wanted to comment on the free tuition. And you guys have brought up the free market analogy there. First of all, open-ended. There's no GPA requirement. I mean, what, we're just supposed to pay money for somebody who may or may not even have the aptitude for school? It's totally backwards, as the usual liberal program is. Secondly, if we are talking about free market and we're in North Dakota, why don't we look at what we need for a workforce in North Dakota? I'm talking maybe we don't need as many college graduates. We need them. Don't get me wrong. But maybe we don't need as many anyway. How about we look at welders, machinists, electricians, linemen, heavy construction. I'm out here. I work in oil patch every day in roofs. We can hire those guys. I mean, 24/7. So, if your competitor is self-destructing, get out of the way and let them self-destruct. We need to set better ideas for our people here.
All good points, Sam. Appreciate your call. I will tell you this. I think North Dakota's done a pretty good job of integrating career and technical, you know, career tracks into the public education system. They have these CTE centers now. Career and Technical Education is what it stands for. Workforce Academies is another word for them that are popping up all over. And they are doing just exactly that, matching the need of the workforce with the output of school. And that doesn't always include a four-year college education. Sometimes that's they come out of high school ready to go for that, which I think is fantastic. But good point, Sam. Appreciate you calling. Your hard work in the oil patch. Wayne Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, guy. I'm commenting also on the free education. Well, this is not new because my cousins, who are both displayed now, took advantage of this. They moved from North Dakota to California and got free education. Did they get fantastic jobs out of the thing? No. The one went to be a model, and the other one run her own little magazine on her own out of the house. The college business and the free business, it's all overrated. I mean, I went through Morehead State, and I'll tell you what. You don't get job skills. And when they came out and sneered at us, oh, went to college, oh, big deal. The skills that you had were the ones that you learned in a tech school or something else. You could do better running a payloader than you could coming out of Morehead State. Even going down and teaching school in Texas, I looked at doing it. I got a job here doing something else, not having to have a degree to do it, and I would have earned about $7,000 less going to Texas Tech School. What was the best? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the trades, it's crazy right now versus, you know, it depends on the degree, and it depends on where you're going to be at the end of 4 years, debt versus income, you know. I mean, all of that, and so many don't even weigh in any of that. I mean, you've got to look at all of that.
Appreciate the call, Wayne. Thank you. Call again, 701-271-1100. Listener says, hey, Scott, of those percentages you gave, how many of those qualify? And if North Dakota matches the Minnesota program, where does it end? Then North Dakota families are going to want it for them, too, and where does it end from there? Cut your losses and make do without them. We don't know the numbers. It's kind of hard. Minnesota has estimated, what did I say, 15,000 to 20,000 students a year would be eligible?
And everything that I can find on this, all I can find is the income deal, less than $80,000 a year. I'm looking for parameters on it, but that's all I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, and they're estimating 15 to 20, and then you've got, case of NDSU, half the students.
I would imagine that, you know,
from Minnesota,
you have to have some sort of grades to get into whatever college you're going to get into. If you have those, you're in, and then this program will pay for it, what I'm gathering.
But the question you're asking is unknowable. How many the 15 to 20,000 in Minnesota they're estimating a year would be eligible are planning on going to a North Dakota school of higher learning? And, you know, would it peel off? Maybe they're going to look at other advantages of an NDSU or a UND education, say, I'm going to go there. Dana in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, this is totally off topic, and maybe you guys talked about it last week, but did either one of you guys see that Tucker Carlson interview with Stephen Sund, the former Capitol Hill police chief during the January 6th?
I did.
Thing?
Yeah.
Did either one of you?
Yeah. Have you seen it yet, Kev?
I have not seen it.
It's unbelievable.
I recommend that to everyone. It'll open your eyes. I'll tell you, I know it's off topic today, but when I watched it this weekend, the entire interview, 55 minutes, I think it'll really change a lot of people's ideas. He's a credible guy, and it was pretty amazing, I thought.
Yeah, just so folks that aren't up to speed with this, what this guy, the Steve's son that Dana's talking about, was the chief of police of the Capitol Police. Okay, he was the head dog. They call him Sergeant at Arms above them. They're kind of like more the bureaucracy. But this guy is in charge of the boots on the ground. And Tucker Carlson interviews him about the TikTok of January 6th and the things he was asking for that he didn't get, the things that he was warning. I know. And here's my favorite. The January 6th committee, Liz Cheney and crew, didn't interview him.
Oh, what?
Interview.
Oh, come on.
They can't make it up.
Come on. But Trump told everybody to, you know, go do that, you know. I think.
And by the way, Tucker Carlson had interviewed that guy before for Fox News Channel. Fox News didn't let him run the interview.
Wow.
And he was fired before it could be run. So
wow.
He did the interview again, and now it's on his Twitter feed. So, yeah. Good catch, Dana. Thank you. We did talk about it a little bit last week, but not in detail. It's a good one. People should watch it for sure.
Raymond Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
Lindell Election Summit is happening this week, Wednesday and Thursday. If you go to lindellevent.com, you can register for free and actually get a $20 gift for free. How's that for a great deal? Just go to LindellEvent.com, and where it says you know, your email, you put your email address in, and then it says referral code. You put in Scott to get the $20 free gift, and then you're signed up, and you can watch the whole thing. So it'll be 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thursday. I mean, he's got Lou Dobbs there and Kurt Olson, the great attorney, Steve Bannon. Dr. Doug Frank is another great one. Brandon House is wonderful. General Flynn is going to be there. Ken Paxton is going to be there. Rudy Giuliani will be there. So it got quite the all-star lineup. And Mike's pretty excited about this. What I like most about this is he's looking forward. He's assimilated all of the things we know about what has happened in 2016 and 2018 and 2020, 2022, and has a plan for the future. So it's really looking forward.
And, you know, we just talked about Tucker interviewing the captain of the Capitol Police and all the stuff about January 6th and the reason everybody was there and all the interference and all the, you know, where's the integrity in any of those states. This is important, and Mike spent a lot of money and a lot of time putting together what he's doing here. I can't wait. I'll be glued to it.
He got asked by Jimmy Kimmel how much money of his own money he spent on this.
Yeah.
And I think he said $45 million.
I believe it.
$45 million.
Legal fees. I mean, on and on and on. Yeah, I would believe that.
And so he's got this plan he's unveiling that he says will secure elections immediately.
Well, it's not his plan. I mean, you got to think about who. Look at the people that are around him that he's been talking to, gathering intel from, and getting ideas from. I mean, it's not. I'm sure it's not just him, you know. But I'm sure it's solid as a rock. Hopefully, we can do some of it.
Yeah, just a warrior. That's for sure. So anyway, again, LindellEvent.com. Put your email address in. Use the referral code Scott. Get a free gift. And take the events in. We'll be covering that for you Wednesday and Thursday on the program. Back to your calls, questions, and comments. 701-271-1100, our telephone number. Whatever's on your mind, let us know. You can text us at 701-237-1590. I promised last segment to rip through the text, and I didn't do it. I got stuck on one because it was so darn good. But I'll try and rip through them now.
Hey, it happens.
Lester says, how many billionaires and millionaires will suddenly earn less than 80 grand when their children are ready for college?
There you go.
Question of the day. Should North Dakota match Minnesota free college for families that make under 80 grand a year? Here you go. What about lowering the income criteria to 30 grand, says another listener. Okay. Scott, as far as I can see...
I have any income limit at all, just say.
Listener says, Scott, as far as I can see, if the family makes less than 40K... then you get a Pell Grant. So does this program really for families 40K to 80K? Good question. And you are right. With lower income, there's another way to do that. I would imagine they're not doubling up, but with a price tag on it. Anyway, good point. Listeners are dissecting this in their usual very, very solid fashion. Another listener, couldn't UND... and NDSU just build admission offices in Minnesota. Or maybe they already have extension offices there. What would that do? Not following you there exactly. Another listener. We, the taxpayers, should get to decide the curriculum. Full-time cure for cancer education. All right. Interesting. I feel like we should never mimic Minnesota, says another listener. But that being said, free education or not, how many dragons made the NFL draft? Make it about higher education and its perks from going there.
Well, and think about it, not just North Dakota dealing with this, all of Iowa, South Dakota, Wisconsin, which we all have reciprocity with, actually except Iowa. There's only like two schools in Iowa. But, I mean, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, reciprocity deals. So every state will deal with this. UW will deal with this. Ames will deal with this. You know, SDSU, USD, because a lot of kids get reciprocity. That's why my son's at NDSU. Same rate. We got the resident rate, which was awesome.
Earlier in the program, we talked about this debate among Republicans on whether or not to impeach Joe Biden. Senate leader Mitch McConnell saying, "Don't do it, don't do it." few others in the House are saying don't do it as well. This listener says, McCarthy's House members should just keep exposing the Biden family, all the corruption, until the country starts listening and reporting on it. The election is just a year and a half away. If Comer, Grassley, and Jim Jordan just keep exposing pages and pages of unrefutable, true information, the mainstream media will have no option but to report on it. Sleepy Joe will have no choice but to retire. Then he can be tried for treason when the White House, House and Senate are in Republican control. Trey Gowdy has always said, we have to do what's right for our country. All right, thank you for that.
Did you get your square on the board yet, by the way? I have October 19th, Thursday. You might want to get on the board. We're starting a board when Joe makes the announcement he's not running again.
Or
so far I've got one square. 19th, October, it's going to be a Thursday, and I'm a winner.
Or when he's been thrown under the bus. One in the
same, well, that's right? When he'll make the announcement. When he finally has been on there far enough, he'll make the announcement. Or he'll read it, and then he'll walk off into the sunset.
By the way, there are some signs that the mainstream media is having to report some of this. The New York Times, Maureen Dowd, who is a left-wing loon, wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago about, hey, Biden's got 7 grandkids, not 6. Why doesn't he acknowledge the other one? Guess what they did within the next 10 days after that column?
Acknowledge the 7th grandkid.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And she had another kind of, for her, a hit piece on Biden this weekend. So there's some of that going on now. You might say, why is that going on? Why is the mainstream media awakening to some of this obvious stuff that should have been reported on long ago? I would argue it's because they're part of the effort Kevin is just talking about. At what point Biden gets thrown under the bus and says, I'm not running again. Follow me? I think that's probably, why all of a sudden now?
Well, they've been throwing him under the bus, too, for a year with documents, the Corvette, that they, every little bit, let a little more out, put a little more cheese in the trap, a little more. Now we're down to the Hunter thing, and the laptop is the real deal. It's just a death by a thousand cuts until he says, all right, Uncle, he's going to tap out October 19th, I hope, and I win.
That's the date. Kevin's got selected for this. We are going to hear a song. It's our feel-good segment coming up for a Monday. From an artist you've never heard of. You never heard of this guy, trust me. And nobody'd ever heard of him until this weekend when his song went stupid viral. What is in this song that made it go stupid viral, now with tens of millions of views on YouTube? You're going to hear this song when we come back. And you tell me what struck a chord here. Kind of a neat story. And the guy's first performance after it went viral started in a really cool fashion, too. All of that when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
USA News Update. A Hawaii congresswoman who represents Maui calling the apparent siren failure during the wildfires tragic. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Jill Takuda called the sirens the first line of defense. Former Vice President Mike Pence was on NBC's Meet the Press and says his former boss got bad advice from a group of crackpot lawyers.
Frankly, this group of lawyers that were allowed to counsel the president to tell him what his itching ears longed to hear.
Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Seattle tomorrow to talk about climate change. She will be joined by her husband, Doug Emhoff. A flash mob robbery under investigation in L.A. The LAPD says a mob of 30 to 50 people entered a Nordstrom there and left with about $60,000 to $100,000 worth of merchandise. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. We're live in the PetroServe USA studios here on What's on Your Mind, and I'm going to tell you about what's for lunch. Taco Mac, if you head to the Harwood location of PetroServe USA, stuffed green peppers or lasagna, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Mac and Beef, the 12th Avenue and I-29, NP Avenue has mac and cheese or sloppy joes, barbecue chicken in Glendon, Salisbury steak in Yulin, Swedish meatballs on 45th Street in Fargo. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits at PetroServe USA. A listener has sent photos that were taken yesterday at the Fargo Civic Center, and it shows some homeless encampments. More than one, at least. There's a couple of pictures here. Listener says, why are our leaders letting this happen? Is this going to be allowed forever?
That's what I keep asking. When are we full, for crying out loud?
Where they are is the entrance, it looks like, to the Civic Center, you know, where it's... They're under a balcony of sorts, is what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
So that they're, it looks like they're getting out of the elements. And it was raining yesterday when these pictures were taken. So, but we'll ask. I don't know if that's something that you can expect in your future to say that is a, in other words, we've seen these encampments pop up in large cities. And I think this listener's right to worry to say, okay, is this now going to be okay at the Fargo Civic Center? So I appreciate you sending that very much. Let's see here. Let's go to Mike and Perm, and then we'll play the song. Our feel-good segment awaits. Got to get to it. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Scott. Morning, Kevin. You know, I was looking at the video of that song that tried that in a small town, and he's recording that in front of that courthouse. The Democrats are yelling about that, that black people were hung there. Mm-hmm. Well, guess who did all the hanging? Those were Southern Democrats, white men. That's exactly what happened. And the Democrats don't like it because somebody has kicked over the anthill, and now they're yelling and hollering about it. The truth hurts, guys. I got to tell you, you Democrats out there, you brought this on yourself. Your bigotry killed those people. That wasn't law. That was lynching, period. I know, because the old days back then, that was the Ku Klux Klan, and they were something. When I was a kid, I remember the white and black water fountains. I remember the white and black restrooms and seeing African-American people being told in Alabama to sit in the back of the bus or else. And I mean, for crying out loud, guys, these are your Democrats. This is their party. And it's really sad. I mean, like, I have a lot of friends who are black, and they're good people. I tell you, I'd go to the wall for them any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Because they work hard for their lives. They work hard to support their kids. And they're not buying into this crapola that the Democrats are shoveling out there. That's just me.
Amen.
Scott. But that's just, I saw this, and it just brought back memories.
Appreciate you, Mike. Thank you for the call and for the accurate recounting of history.
You know, he said sometimes the truth hurts. Now it's called hate speech, by the way.
No, that's
speak
right.
That, you
yeah.
Speak that kind of truth, you're spewing hate speech and rage like Oliver Anthony is here.
You're canceled.
Yeah.
You're canceled. Yeah, exactly. Listener says there is a guy selling Trump 2024 stuff at Main Avenue and 40th Street. Beautiful day. Good day to be an entrepreneur.
In Fargo?
Out there selling a little Trump 2024 stuff. Yep, that's in Fargo. Main Avenue and 40th Street. So, there you go. Okay, Oliver Anthony. You've never heard of that name. I've never heard of that name until this weekend. And I kept seeing all this stuff about this song that was going viral, and it just kept picking up steam. This is our Monday Feel Good segment here for you. An artist you've never heard of now has tens of millions of views on YouTube. And his name is Oliver North, and the song is called
Oliver
Rich
Anthony.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
Oliver North. No, not Oliver North.
Ron Ollie. Oliver Anthony, and the song is called Rich Men North of Richmond.
I've been selling my soul, working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away, drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. The people like me, people like you, wish I could just wake up and it not be true. But it is. Oh, it is. Living in the new world. With an old soul. These rich men know the rich men. Lord knows they all just want to have total control. And I don't think you know, but I know that you do, cause your dollar ain't sh- and it's taxed to no end, cause a rich man north of Richmond. Overtime hours for bullshit pay.
Complete with a couple of beeps.
Can't imagine why that struck a nerve.
Yeah, wow. Total control. They want to know what you think. Tax to no end. Really interesting. Texter says, notice there's no party affiliation mentioned in the song.
No.
Yeah.
That's true. Brilliant on the title. I mean, Rich Men, North of Richmond. I mean, that's just, and his voice, it's just, he's got that Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, growly, just Americana vibe to him. I mean, just I bet he's going to be opening for Luke Bryan in a week. You know, who knows?
So he, this weekend, returned to a place in North Carolina that he'd played before to a handful of people, and there was this massive crowd. So this is all organic, just happening. I mean, the guy's tens of millions of views, shows up at a place to play where he's been before, you know, a handful of people, and now there's thousands of people there. It's just amazing.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Here he was, and he quoted Psalms. It's just a quick deal.
It's crazy to me because I remember back in June I played here for about 20 people and. But that's the beautiful part of this country, though, is even an idiot like me can make something happen. So if I can do it, you can do it. Before we start singing, and I mean we, because I hope y'all are going to be singing too. I just had something I felt compelled to share with you. This is in Psalm 37, 12 through 20. The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers of the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
Look at that crowd. Guy plays there.
He choked up there at the end of that.
You can tell. Yeah.
And he's got a packed house there, man. Good for him.
Unbelievable. That's our feel-good segment for today. How does it happen, Kev? How do things go viral like that with a song? He just puts it up on YouTube and somebody shares it and somebody else shares it and...
Well, it's relatable. How do you get fans when you're an actor, a comedian, or a singer? You relate to them. Your songs relate to them. They, you know, Redneck Yacht Club, I'm looking at a picture from the weekend of a bunch of pontoons listening to a live band. It makes me think of that. I relate to that. Everything he's singing about there, we can relate to. We can relate to our dollar being taxed to hell. We can relate to, you know, working long hours for, you know, or not being, you know. And then the rich men north of Richmond, they want total control. They want it all. They want the money. They want the power. I mean, that's what's the thing with that song and that guy is he is relatable, man. That's America. That's real America right there. That's why Joe Biden doesn't win anything. That's why the Democratic message doesn't relate to anybody in any number. No one cares about trans rights. No one cares about the climate. We care about working. We care about providing for our families and freedom, period. Everything neat. Oliver said there.
That's a neat feel-good story from the weekend. Oliver Anthony is his name. So now you know what the buzz is all about. When we come back, I want to tell you about a Native American group calling on the Washington Commanders to rename the team Redskins, saying we cannot erase history. It's true. This is happening. A Native American group. And a flash mob in California. Again. Thugs.
Weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground. And this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Brought to you by MyPillow. Michael Lindell battling away on election integrity. At the same time, running a company, 1,000 employees, whose lives depend on that company. That's where we come in. And we say, you know what? You make great products, Mike. We're going to buy those products. We're going to give those products as wedding gifts, birthday presents. We're going to use those products ourselves. Nice thing about Mike's products, towels at work, bathrobes, with the luxurious cotton that are fantastic, sheets that are Giza cotton from the Mediterranean. And the new MyPillow 2.0 is the rage. Same interlocking fill inside, but this new technology has a fabric on the outside that's cool to the touch. It's absolutely amazing. If you go to MyPillow.com, you'll see these and many more deals. You use the promo code Scott, you get the deals. Or you call 800-506-9028. So, a Native American group has put the rush on against the Washington Commanders, demanding the organization revert its name to Redskins. The name the team adopted when it was in Boston in 1933. The Native American Guardian Association has encouraged fans to sign their petition, which is designed to promote our history and put an end to cancel culture. More than 80,000 people have already signed the petition. It says, we invite all Americans to stand up for the dignity of every American under assault in today's increasingly nonsensical culture wars. This line in the sand moment reinforces undeniable history of the Native American, assisting the founding of America with Native American principles used by the founding fathers in the U.S. Constitution, and every American's right to the First and 14th Amendment, and not to be targets of cancel culture or ESG. This is not a simple left or right issue for Americans. It reaches across the political spectrum dating back to our founding fathers. NAGA, the Native American Guardian Association, stands up for and is not only fighting back to preserve key elements of American history and the First and 14th Amendment, we're fighting for the civil liberties of every American. They sent a letter to the commander's leadership and the new team owner, Josh Harris, and said, we are formally requesting the team revitalize its relationship with the American Indian community and rightfully change their name back to the Redskins. A Native American group doing this. How refreshing. How refreshing.
Yeah, I think that much like so many other communities are so tired of the extreme level of things that are happening and just saying, you know, come on. That's, you didn't have to, you know, nobody was offended that UND was the Sioux. It'll be the Sioux forever, the Fighting Sioux. No one was offended by the Cleveland Indians, maybe two people, I mean, relatively speaking, you know, but yet, look at, ask Budweiser how Sturgis went. I mean, it's nonsense.
Well, I think it's great that a Native American group is actually raising this question
absolutely.
Rather than just same old stuff where you just cower in the corner. Interesting. And by the way, Eunice Davidson is Eunice or Eunice? I guess I've heard it both ways. Eunice Davidson is the leader of this group. She was involved in the debate over the Fighting Sioux name. So we're going to try and catch up with
her and talk
more about this.
A Native friend of mine brought that up one time. That there are some of the names, like Redskins, he felt was derogatory because that was derogatory. That's like the N-word. Fighting Sioux, things that were honoring, you know, braves, even though they were white men words.
But again,
they were still a form of honor and praise.
Now we have, of course they were. And how many opportunities have been lost?
Yes,
to
absolutely.
Educate people about the history.
Bingo.
Rich tradition of those people. Couldn't agree with you more. But this, again, is about the Redskins, and it's coming from a Native American group. So
yeah, well.
We'll continue to follow that. Okay, only a minute left. I want to tell you about this flash mob in California. What's a flash mob, first of all, Kev?
That is a large group of people robbing. Well, actually, they could be singing Christmas carols or robbing Nordstrom's. But, yeah. It's a large group of people mobbing up and doing whatever. They go in, they go out in a flash.
It's like a pop-up crowd. It's just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's a bunch of people, as you say. Yep. Some people use this for good. Others use it to ransack and smash and grab up to $100,000 worth of stuff at a Nordstrom store. And the amazing thing is people flip up their phones and record all this, and nobody does anything about it.
No, you can't. That's all in California, dude. You can't do anything. There's no... And what they're doing is, you notice they're not hitting the grocery stores, you know, stealing food, trying to survive. They're hitting Gucci, they're hitting Nordstrom's, they're hitting Nike, they're hitting these stores where they load up, you know, 100, 200 grand of merchandise, and they go sell it on Poshmarks or where.
Two in a week, August 8th, yeah. A mob of thieves seen on video at a store in Glendale, California, broad daylight, got away with armloads of merchandise worth an estimated $300,000.
That was a Gucci, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome to California.
Wow, wow, wow. All right, friends, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.